You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, the Rays come into spring with more unfamiliar faces than I can remember in a long time, even for an organization that is known for turnover. If you had to pick one spot that is the most sort of contentious, the most worth watching as this spring begins, where's your eye going first?
I think I'm going to go with the middle infield. I'm not going to go one position because everybody pretty much has penciled in Struble Cabrera to be the shortstop. But I think Tim Beckham might be an interesting figure in camp. He really looked great when I saw him out there working out. You know, he had the knee injury going into last year. He probably would have been with the Major League squad then. And for those not familiar with him, of course, he's the number one pick of the 2008 draft, and it's been kind of a long journey for him. But I think given the circumstances, he might see a lot of playing time this year.
How do you think the outfield shakes down? I mean, it certainly seems as though Desmond Jennings is the center fielder, but it seems like there might be some competition, some intrigue in both left and right. How do you see that coming together?
Well, first we got to see if the Jesus starts the season with the team. Right now, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see if the Jesus is with the team and healthy, and I think he could be a big plus if he is and back to the player that he originally got. You know, I think this guy could be your leadoff hitter against right-handed pitching. Although, you know, off the mark things they like to do, I wouldn't even be surprised to see Jaso up in the leadoff spot. Based on, his batting eye. But the way I see the outfield, I think Souza's going to be given a real good chance at right. Of course, Jennings in center. Who knows, Jennings might end up going back to left field and having Kiermaier in center. You've also got Brandon Guyer there and Mikey Maytook, who's coming up from AAA, whether he makes the team or not. So all of them have some interesting components. But it's hard to really look at any of them as guys who are a lot for that position.
How will they go about apportioning those at bats and innings in the outfield this spring with as many guys as they need to get a look at and get a read on?
Well, you covered it as long as I did, and you know that a lot of what they do in spring is, you know, they have a predetermined idea about what they're going to do, and they just don't tell us. But I would imagine they'll just, apportion all of those guys some at-bats and kind of see how they're doing. But I don't think, a position will probably be won or lost in the outfield based on spring training. I think they probably have a pretty good idea on that. So we'll just have to see, who's there left standing at the end of the thing. But, again, a big factor is going to be what happens with David DeJesus.
Are you expecting a much different feeling camp with the first new manager in quite a few years?
Oh, I think so. And not necessarily, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. It's just like I recently saw Joe Maddon and we were laughing. I was telling him that, an old preacher I used to know would tell me it was good to move every 6 or 7 years so you could run up your old sermons and use them again. So, I'm not saying his message got stale, but sometimes change is good. And, one of the things I've already seen that the Cash seems to be open to doing is giving guys more chance to lock down a position and not have as much, have such a transient lineup as far as, matchups and this and that. I know personally I always wondered what would happen if you left certain guys in there and let them get comfortable, because I do think baseball is a game of comfort. But they also have had a really good history of playing the matchups. So, it's kind of catch-22 either way you look at it.
What do you expect to see from Evan Longoria this spring? I mean, he's a pretty enormous piece of this club. I think it's safe to say last season looks a whole lot different if he just has a normal year.
Yeah, and I think it's funny. I know yesterday or today we're running the thing on the rebound, the players on the rebound, and I put his name down as a rebound guy. And it's kind of funny based on the fact that he was their best offensive player last year, but they were not Longoria-type numbers. And I know he was as frustrated as anybody. I think going into last season, if you'd have said or told anybody that Longoria's going to play 162 games, you say, man, the Rays have a good chance of having, you know, the kind of offense they need to get to the postseason. But whether it's, you know, the grind of not having protection in the order and then you start pressing and going outside of your strike zone or whatever, for whatever reason, he did have an un-Evan Longoria-type season. But if there's anybody who's going to be a good bet to come back, I think it would be him.
Is there any reason to worry about his health or anything, or is he fully good to go and normal coming into this camp?
Well, you look at it, he's played 160 games in 2013 and 162 last year. So the only thing I've heard in that regard was Cash was saying back as far as the winter meetings that he planned to talk to him about, you know, whether or not that's a productive thing. Maybe he should have a few more days off, you know, to kind of keep fresh. But I know last year I think Gorey kind of felt like, you know, he had to keep playing to try and get out of that funk because he really never found that prolonged hot streak like he normally does every summer.
One thing you'll often see with a really good hitter, a really good player, is when things are going poorly around him, sometimes those guys will get out of their approach, and it can be hard to get that back. Do you think that just the simple fact of a fresh start and maybe helps him kind of get back to the patience and the command of the strike zone that he had? Because that's one of the numbers that changed for him last year. You know, that walk-strikeout balance was not what we're used to seeing from him.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what we were saying before. You know, what I was saying before is that somehow he got out of, you know, that approach, I think, where, you know, you're looking in this zone or that zone, and I think maybe the tendency when you are the big dog is to kind of try and do a little bit more than you can or, you know, that's possible. So I definitely think probably a little time off, get his head back into it. And who knows, maybe some of these guys in the lineup can evolve to be the guys to protect him. I know in talking to Jaso the other day, I would look for him to have improved offensive numbers based on the fact that he probably won't be behind the plate much. You know, catching is such a grind. I mean, this guy could be a guy that could be maybe in front or behind Longoria that might give him a little bit of help. But I definitely agree with you. I think Longoria has to go back to accepting his walks, and that would probably make a lot of things fall into place for him.
You look at the Rays rotation, and the front four is awfully good. It's good as nearly any in the American League, I would say. And then it's a little unclear what happens at the back. What do they do about figuring out who rounds out that rotation?
Well, of course, and also the caveat on the back part of that is that the front will be bolstered once Matt Moore comes back. But, you know, for the time being, it looks like Nathan Carnes, Colome, and perhaps Burt Smith could be in there. I'd say Burt Smith is probably the dark horse shot, you know, who came over in the three-way deal with, or the three-team deal with the Padres. But, you know, that's a pretty good situation to be in. Now, I know Colome is out of options, so I think if he does not win the spot, you could probably see him moving into the bullpen. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if that also gives him a leg up to be the number five guy, and then, you know, when Moore comes back, you could slide him on into the bullpen. But, you know, those are some pretty good guys, and that was one of the reasons I was not so down on what they did with Hellickson. I fully expect Hellickson to rebound. You know, he had a little bit of a, you know, elbow problem going into last year. He had the surgery, and I think sometimes it takes a while to get back and find that strike zone again, you know, the fine line that you need to be successful. So I expect Hellickson to be back, but while I do, you know, why pay a guy $4.5 million when you've got these other guys pushing up, these younger guys, particularly for the number five spot or number four spot or whatever. So I think that was a good calculated, I mean, I wouldn't even call it a risk. I just think it was a good, solid play by the Rays.
And what, where is Matt Moore as the spring starts? As far as his program, his rehab, how much of him will we see? Is there any shot of seeing him in a game before camp is out, or is he not that far along?
Oh, no, we won't see him in a game during camp. But I do believe, you know, we're looking late June, early July. And I think he's pushing for more than that because he's felt really good the whole time. I know he's had no setbacks, but, you know, with a young guy like that, you know they're going to be really ultra-conservative.
All right, well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.